4.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. I think you're more excited than I am.
I think this interview, I have been like, this is the most excited I've been all year for an interview. And it's not even about me. It's not for me. It's all about you. And I am loving it.
So we have our new friend, Berlin Funk, on the phone right now. And she's with, and I hope we've been saying this right, Tomo LaBella Photography.
So it's Tomo LaBella.
Dang it. Okay.
Tomo.
You were so close.
Dang it. All right. Tomo LaBella.
Okay.
Right. We got it now. Tomo, well, how's it going, girl?
It's going. I'm super excited about this whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. So,
yeah,
we have you on the phone because you do stranger sessions, and yeah. Brittany has convinced me to do one.
Thank you, Brittany.
Yes. Look, we were just on air talking about doing one day because I've seen it on Facebook. We were on Facebook Live, and this just kind of happened. And I'm so excited for Abby because she has tried the whole, what do they call it? The Tinders and the
Bumble.
All the Bumble, the apps and stuff. And they're just, they're lame-os on there.
Yeah.
They're so bad.
I feel like this is more... I would say it's a little safer. You never know what you're getting into on there.
True. And, like, I'll have you there, so there will be a buffer. And in case it goes south, I can just be like,
Can you kind of give us a rundown as to how do you go about the stranger photo shoot? Like, does somebody come to you and say, hey, I want to do this? And then if it's a female, you're like, put it out there on Facebook for the guys to fill questionnaires out? Or how do you go about doing it? Like, give us a rundown. I have so many questions. I'm just going to let you loose.
Yeah. So I guess first we just kind of were like, hey, we're going to do a stranger photo shoot. So anybody who's interested in doing a photo shoot with a complete stranger, just let us know. And we, like, made a little questionnaire. And so hundreds of people applied. So now it's more like we kind of have all these people in a mix, and we're just like trying to find somebody who's compatible with somebody else. Mm-hmm. So it's really a lot. And I mean, I don't feel like I'm any matchmaker, but I feel like I've done pretty flipping good for these first few matches that I have.
How many have you done so far?
So I have only taken one, but I have three more stranger shoots scheduled for this month. So we've only had one shoot so far, and that actually went really well.
Yeah, we saw the pictures. They're amazing.
Yes, I was so nervous. I don't know why I was nervous. I felt like I was going on a date, but it was so much fun.
So how did, like, give us the details on the first one. Like, was it a little bit awkward and then, like, it got better? Like, kind of asking for me.
I was going to say, Abby's like, wondering what she would be looking forward to.
Also asking for our listeners, but, like, really asking for me because I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, that's understandable. So first, I mean, you know, I guess it just depends who you are. She was super quiet and, like, just, like, shy, but she was so excited. But, like, I mean, you're going into this, you have to see. For me, I feel like it would be kind of easy to take pictures with somebody I don't know, because it would be just like, I don't know this person, you know, who cares, you know?
Right.
But I guess she was, you know, I don't know, she was just a little more shy. So at first I could tell that she was like, I was trying to, like, read her facial expression. So I wasn't, like, pushing it too far when I was like, okay, let's touch noses or something like that.
Right.
She was, like, looking at me like, girl.
That's funny. So, okay, but when you were going through all the people, though, did you look at someone and be like, they're not attractive, throw them out? Like,
Brittany,
I need to know.
No, I don't really know.
Is Abby's guy good looking? Like, we need to know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's good looking.
Okay.
He's in really good shape.
Oh, okay.
He's good looking. Yeah.
Okay.
I won't speak too much, but yeah, I would say so.
Okay. That's I think my biggest concern. I'm sure it's one of yours too, Abby. Like, is to find him if he's attractive, like,
I mean,
physically.
Yes, but also, like, I want someone there, and Berlin's not going to know this, obviously, because she hasn't met the guy either, but, like, I'm really hoping that when we get there, it won't be too awkward, because I do that nervous talking thing.
Yeah.
So hopefully he, like, doesn't find that annoying, and it'll just be fun and goofy, and yeah, so we'll see.
I feel like when we first get there. I think it's easier on the strangers in general because I'm kind of guiding y'all through the whole thing. So I'm there, I'm telling you what to do. Like the whole time I'm keeping it rolling. And so I, like you said, I'm kind of buffering out any what could be awkward moments or anything like that. But I feel like y'all won't have that much because we'll be doing so much. So I feel like we won't really have time for all that. So I feel like it'll go pretty smooth.
Do you suggest having a drink or two before?
I guess it depends how, I don't know. I guess it depends how shy you are. Or if you don't feel, I don't know. I mean, if you feel like...
So bring the ice chest. Got it.
Yeah. You need one to cut the... Yeah. Maybe.
Berlin's like, I don't want to tell you no.
Right.
But like,
yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be held responsible if you're like, oh my God, you told me not to do it.
So I think how, like, my curiosity came about with this whole stranger photo shoot was I was always curious to know... The strangers, do they end up working out? Do they end up dating? Or do they just, like, do the photo shoot and just, like, never talk to each other again? Have you spoken with your first stranger photo shoot people that you did? And do you know how is it going?
So, I, and she probably was like, where are you going? Because at the end of the session, I was like, all right, guys, I'm just going to leave you on here. And she looked at me, she's like, what? But... So I left, but they ended up exchanging numbers, and they have talked since. I don't know exactly how it's going because I have not asked, but I know that they have talked since the shoot, which is a plus on one end. I mean, like I tell everybody, I'm like, you know, you're either going to go to this and it's going to be so compatible and it's going to work out to where maybe something could happen, or you just gain like a friend out of it. And if not, then you gain some cool pictures out of it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a win-win.
I like it.
I'm excited.
I'm kind of excited too. You've put me at ease a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
I feel like so with yours, we obviously can't go too far into detail because A, we haven't done it yet. B, like we don't want the guy to happen to be listening and know and look you up or anything like that. And so, Berlin, can we maybe do this again after the photo shoot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going
to
have to
talk more into detail.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you back and do a follow up. So anyone listening right now who's like totally invested.
I am.
Yes.
If you're invested as much as Brittany's invested right now, don't worry. We'll keep you updated.
I feel like people are because somebody yesterday something happened and it glitched out on us and we got cut off on air. We were talking about this and someone messaged us and was like, wait, no, I didn't get to hear the whole story. So we had to do like two big breaks about this.
Yes, we have a lot of people who are invested. Like after our first shoot, they were like, wait, are we going to get updates? Like, are we going to?
You're
like,
right.
Yes, we'll have to update you. So I'll have to get the updates on those, but we'll definitely have to do a follow-up on Abby.
I love
it. Absolutely.
All right, Berlin, well, we appreciate you calling in. I'm excited now.
I'm so pumped.
Absolutely. I'm super pumped, too.
All right, girl. Well, we love you. We appreciate you. And we'll talk again soon.
And yes, say the name of your photography just one more time for us.
Yes, it's Tuma Lobella Photography, or you can find me at Berlin Funk on Facebook or Instagram.
Perfect.
Yay. Perfect. It's Abby Lee
and Brittany Rose
live with the tiger.